C4DJW Mobile.
4DJW and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Dave. I got a few minutes.
Good. I'm just leaving the airfield. What you up to?
I'll bet you could guess. Kind of like CBA with leaving the tennis or going to tennis. I'm just working. And you at the airport.
Yeah, they're with me today. I wasn't there by myself. Did my first programmed flight in about 6 years. Made some really big circles, nice and smooth. You know, a lot smoother than a human could do. Got some 4K video on a GoPro camera that's mounted in the nose of it, going home to see what it looks like.
That's going to be nice footage. A beautiful day for it.
It's hot out there in the sunshine like it has been. I know the heat index is up from what it's been the last couple of days, but it wasn't up as much as it's been in the weeks past when I've been out there. It was a lot nicer today.
I think I'm showing 82 in my cab, so that's the outside temperature. Now, is this with a quad? What do you call them? I know you don't call them drones. The quad, whatever you call it.
I got a hex that's going up next. That's where I get this one dialed in. This one's pretty much dialed in. I also did some air brakes tuning on a fixed wing airplane. Get it up high. You don't do a long, gentle gliding approach to the runway. You dive at the runway, and then you last notch on the throttle, throws up both ailerons, and throws the elevator down. And the airplane gets really dirty, and it pitches nose up, but it doesn't climb. It falls to the runway. So you go from, like, 70 miles an hour to 2 miles an hour in less than a whole second. And you're diving at the ground, and you change attitude from nose down to nose up in that second.
Would be a little nerve-wracking the first couple times you're trying it, hoping it gets up, nose up quick enough and slows down.
Official hard deck at 100 feet. You dive at 100 feet, and right before the last second, you pull the throttle back the last notch, and if you break through the hard deck, you know, the artificial hard deck, that's not near as abusive to the airframe as it is if you use the real hard deck.
That would be good to do it that way.
Another guy out there with a biplane, a big, big biplane. When I got there, he's flying out. I thought it was full scale, but it wasn't. It was him. His name's Larry. He was out there flying, and so we took turns. He flew, and then I'd fly. And then I got courage to put a program in Mission Planner while I was out there, sent it over to the quadcopter, pressed the auto button, and my heart was pounding. I'm probably doing, 120 beats a second on my heart. But it flew good, and it came all the way back, and then it just stopped. And so I got to go look up why to do that. I took it out of auto and put it into stabilize, and then took it out of stabilize and put it back into auto and flew that circuit again. And then after that and a couple of return to launches, just to make sure return to launch worked, I decided I'm not going to press my luck. I'm going home.
Interesting to know how the video looks. I'm sure it's magnificent. But I got to drop this trailer. I just drove back home the yard. Got to drop this one and find another empty. So nice talking to you, Dave. Hope to hear you again soon. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
Hi to you too. Stay safe out there. Good to hear you on the radio. N4ZLK, W4DJW Mobile.